You know what I thought? I thought with Dancing with the Stars Mark II, you know, the winner's special coming up.
It's 12 past 8, by the way. We are Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
Yeah. I've cut back on my kettle chips consumption because I thought, yeah, I better get in.
Because you were snaky. I tell you, Rob, you were dirty on Friday because we were just having a look about what's cracking in the news. And I said, Chappelle Corby, convicted drug smuggler, has been given a jersey.
I said, what?
to do Dancing with the Stars, the reboot on Channel 7.
That's right. The winner's special.
Your winner's special. And anyway.
Although, when you look over it.
You haven't. And it is so good to have a humble and nice winner of Dancing with the Stars. His name is Tom Williams. Won it in 2005. Joins us this morning. Morning, Tom.
TW.
Morning. Morning, Paddy. Morning, Robbie. Nice to talk to you guys. Look, I tell you what, if there's been an oversight in the casting of television for 2021, it's where is Rob Palmer in Dancing with the Stars All-Stars?
Exactly.
T. Williams, I tell you, mate, we're working on it and we're starting with the coast. We're going to get a groundswell of support and eventually it just may happen. But I might need to rely on your internal performances to try and get me across the line. Sabotage, things like that. You could do anything, right?
Look, the way I'm tracking at the moment, RP, you could be a stand-up star because I am in excruciating pain right now 2 weeks into this training with osteoarthritis in both knees.
Oh no. Tommy. Have you done tango practice yet? Because that'll sort you out.
I have, mate. I can't give too much away, but it is on the list.
Ooh.
And it is part of the reason why these knees have completely blown up. Look, it is very, very different to way, way back in the day in 2005 when I did it in the second season. The intensity of this dancing is just insane.
Tommy, we spoke with Manu last week. He didn't confirm or deny that he's been given a jersey, right. But we're hearing he has been given the nod as a contestant in this year's reboot of Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, things are pretty hush-hush. I think they're feeding out the cast at little, you know, rates. But I did notice him in the promo, Manu. So, you know, if you're kind of getting a bit of a shout-out in the promo, there's a high possibility that you could be in the cast.
Yeah, right. Well, see, it's funny because it is past winners, and you know, you look down the list so far. Fifi Box didn't win it. Chappelle Corby,
see, here
lock
we
up
go.
Your luggage.
He's all bitter and twisted coming on board now. Go on, keep going, keep going. So Fifi Box, no. Ada, did she win?
No, yes, she did.
Oh, she did.
Ada won in 2005, just after you won it, Tommy Williams.
Yes, mate. Yeah. Look, you know, it's a mixed bag. I think there's four wild cards and the rest of them are sort of like, I don't know, they're a bit high achievers of the series and past winners. But let's just say, I mean, with Rob, I don't know whether Rob's told you about his one-man shows that he used to do. Oh. But Rob Palmer has performing chops. He legitimately is a very, very great performer. He won Dancing with the Stars. He's a great actor. He knows how to entertain a crowd. And look, in many ways, I'm kind of glad he's not in there. In many ways, I'm sad because we would definitely be hanging out a lot. But if there was going to be a threat in this All-Stars, it would have been RP for sure.
Look, his ego.
We'd like to get you on for a weekly segment, Tom. You're welcome back. Actually, twice a week now, I think we'll do it. That's
we'll call it Pump Up the Tires with TW. I make you guys feel really good.
That's right. See if you can do anything for our Central Coast Council. They need some pumping up, too.
Tom, just stand back, everyone. Hang on, he's in. Hang on. Oh,
has he not told you about his one-man show?
Tom, I only found out this morning when we're during the news and Rob said I sang all these songs and when he was a thespian and I didn't realise that he was doing that. And I said, can you still sing? Because you're saying, how many songs in it, buddy?
Oh, it was about 14 songs 14 a night songs. For a couple
no,
of months.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, mate, he's a man of so many talents, right?
Oh, stop it.
And he keeps all of this stuff behind closed doors. Maybe he's waiting to unpack it. You know, like you guys are in radio. You don't want to unpack all of your gear in the first, you know, like years, 2 years. You got places to get to. But another quill in his bow is the night Rob and I did Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton and Kiki D. at karaoke.
Yes, we did. I think that was in Singleton.
It was. It was Rob's birthday, right? And we were shooting Room for Improvement. And let's just say the next day at the shoot was a very slow, tiresome day.
Wasn't it, Judd? I spent a lot of time in sawdust at the back of the shoot. And Tommy Williams was drinking cocktails by the boys. As they remember, hot today, boys. Hot today.
Oh, well, Tom, now, was that all the script that he gave you to read from this morning, Tom?
Look, I tell you, no, it's not. But the memories of Robert are very, very filled. And...
All right, yeah, well, here we go. Here we go, boys. Come on, go now. That's what we're getting my heart. Come on. I wouldn't even try it. I wouldn't in my hopeless. Oh, I thought we'd do that. Impromptu.
Oh, look, I need the words on the screen in front of me. Talk about how well you remember them, Tom. But...
I can't remember on the night who was Elton and who was Kiki. I was probably Kiki.
I think you did Kiki because I didn't quite have the pitch.
It might have been Elton and Kinky. Anyway, we've got to go, Tommy. Mate, we will speak to you and all the best in Dancing with the Stars. We'll see if we can get Rob Palmer into the mix this year.
Three wild card slots left.
Okay.
He'll be well missed. Thanks for having me, boys.
Tommy Williams.